You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Revolution, this is Lauren from Ohio. I'm grateful for your time. Looking for the solutions. We want you to be a part of the solution. Revelation Revolution, be a part of the solution. I want to know what is everybody doing? What are we thinking here as our country is torn asunder? I mean, can you say South Africa? Are you kidding me? Are you seeing some of this footage? White men standing up having to run at a crowd of, you know, thousands of black people, Muslims, and God knows, you know, it just everybody coming to take what they got, coming to get it. And they're running at them with their guns. You know, they're going to run out of ammo. Well, that's going to be America if we keep this up. That border's wide open. They stole your election right up under you. They're destroying your children's intellect right in front of you. You still got your children in those schools, don't you? Your children are still in those schools, public and private, learning lies. There's not a thing they're teaching in school today. It's true. Nothing. I ran for state school board. I'm telling you, look at the curriculum. Look at what they're putting in front. They won't even teach them how to read. Whole language, new math, global warming, evolution, tranny story time. I mean, come on, people. What did you think was going to happen to our society when we make a bunch of ignorant powder puffs? There's no loyalty to this country. There's no knowledge in the depth. If there was, you wouldn't be tearing down your own statues of your own history. And there's not even people that are for this. It's just the global bankers saying with their fake crowds, with their Antifa, that this is what we want. And because we, the people, we, the Americans, the patriots, the Christians, the nationalists, we people with the common sense that worked and built this country, we say nothing. We said nothing when they voted to kill the babies. We said nothing when they keep taking us to wars. We just say nothing. We're leaving Afghanistan. What do we get out of that? What do we get out of that? We got a whole lot of opium. We got a fentanyl epidemic. And we got a lot of dead American young people. And killed a lot of people. We got a lot of blood on our hands. And for what? So George Bush could have more money, more drugs? George Bush and Bill Clinton moving their drugs together in Mena, Arkansas? I mean, Mena, and then they moved to Waco, Texas, where the Davidians caught him and forced the sheriff to come and take a report. Then he winds up dead, and they break in and burn the place down with the kids in there. We say nothing. At the crimes, Lon Haraiuchi shooting that man that woman and her baby. She's holding her baby in her arms, and he shoots her. And nothing happens. The girl they shot at the Capitol, nothing happens. I mean, she was no threat, crawling through a window. What's she going to do, a big old man there? Dude, that's why I carry a gun. I'm not going to wrestle a man. I'm going to shoot him. But she wasn't carrying any weapon. And that's what I mean. It's, we are so out of sync with reality. And the people that are coming here, they're highly and finely tuned to reality. Their bellies have been empty. Their opportunity is nothing. There's people who are constructive getting robbed by the people who aren't. And America and the global bankers are funding a lot of the juntas that are running around robbing anybody productive, keeping everybody down. That's the great privilege of living in America, where we respect each other and ourselves, or we used to. Not anymore. Hey, give me that global, universal basic income. Yep, I'll take that shot. Because, well, I'm too lazy to investigate why I would need a shot for something that 99.997% of people, you know, that are reasonably healthy survive. 99.85 if you're over 21. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. We can't do simple math in our heads. The odds that anything happens to you besides you get a cold and you, you know, stay home, eat some chicken soup and get better, well, we're going to take an experimental vaccine, and it's not a vaccine, it's a shot. And now it turns out, oops, there's graphene oxide in it. Magnetic properties makes you an uplink to the, you can straight up uplink all your information, and they're selling your information. Wow! And the Supreme Court in 2013 ruled that if you change the genetics, you can patent that. So the people that took these vaccines are literally, according to the Supreme Court, and I, of course, don't listen to anything. I don't care what they say. It doesn't change the truth. That they're property. GMO people don't have human rights, and they belong to the shot maker. When they scan that tag they put on you, like the chattel you are, and that's the whole point, you know. But when they scan that tag, you know, it comes up whichever company gave you the shot. Mode RNA. How are they going to tag you? Mode, RNA, we're going to tag their RNA. Wow. And the people went along with it. Wow. And so why am I on? Not just to complain and to call people out and tell them, hey, you got to do something. I'm just telling you, they got more coming. And what they got coming, do you see the boosters? Ooh, Pfizer got a booster for you, and no more $30 booster, now it's $130, and all these people talking about, oh, it's free. Not free. Your taxes are paying for it. Just like all these illegals, 4 million poured in here. I don't even know what the number is, because they're not catching all of them. The little bit that they're catching are the ones going up to them and saying, "Okay, take me in. Okay, give me my brown envelope with the, you know, full of money. Okay, give me my $17,000 furniture allowance in New York, or give me my $15,000, you know, travel expense." I mean, what the heck is going on here? And all you people are putting up with it. Now, last week, I had Kelby Smith on from hisadvocates.org, hisadvocates.tv. It was an excellent show. A lot of people did not hear it, couldn't get to the site. They did their drill, like Event 201. Oh, oops, and then there's COVID. Same thing here. You know who they want to take down when they're going to be taking people down. They're going to be taking down Republic Broadcasting. You know, I'd suggest people put on your credit card, $10 a month, just have them take it off. It's $120 a year. By golly, you better start paying and help and support the people who are getting you the information that you wouldn't otherwise have. People that had this information on COVID, we were talking about this January of last year, what it was, how it worked, and for people who keep saying, oh, they haven't even isolated the bug. Again, stop listening to Claptrap and do your own research. It's not that hard. Indian University with the Thomas Watson computer, the biggest CRISPR computer, it's Pradham et al., and they told them what the bug was in January of 2020. MERS, SARS, AIDS, Ebola, if you look at the spike proteins, 40, 41, 120, this is AIDS. There's no Delta variant, Lambda, but there's no variant. There's the consequences of you took a shot that caused your body to produce a spike protein that looks like your tissue, and when it lodges in your tissue, your white blood cells then attack it. And now you've got type 1 diabetes because it ate the beta cells in your pancreas that produce insulin. Or you've got, you know, pick your dis-ease. If you take a look at that mycoplasma paper, and that's why I love these archives. You can always look up, on just rewind, you can fast forward, go right to where, oh, there it is, write it down, look it up. This is what it's going to take. There's no hero coming to save you. Trump's not going to save you. The Congress isn't going to save you. These people are threatened, they're bullied, they're blackmailed, and they're just people. And it's not their job to take care of you. It's your job. Get off your hind end and look in the mirror, because that's who has the power if you want it. Now, if you want to be taken care of, they're going to take care of you the way they want to take care of you. So you're going to take that shot with a microchip on the end of the needle with toxins in it. I mean, just listening to this is great shows, you know, just hearing all the different stuff that's in the vaccines. I mean, radioactive strontium and cesium and iodine. I mean, wow. Graphene oxide, you know, just, I mean, the old shots were bad. Mercury, formaldehyde, dead kids. This one too, dead kids. And that's the whole point of all of this. Why are you willing to contaminate yourself with a you don't know what's in it from people who said they want to get rid of you off of this planet? Don't make any bones about it. It isn't a secret. Fauci and Gates, George Soros, they should be arrested. Why are these men walking free in our country? They've got arrest warrants out for them in other countries. I mean, Bill Clinton didn't get in trouble when he did that prison scam where they sold all that AIDS-tainted blood and killed a bunch of hemophiliacs and people with AIDS. There were people getting blood transfusions. They were getting, you know, AIDS and dying. And so, well, in France, they put people in jail. In China, they execute people. You can't have companies preying on the people. Well, yeah, you can. Now they're going to have a one-world global government, and that's exactly what they're going to do. If you let them. If you've taken these vaccines, don't take any more. Educate yourself. I'll tell you what, excellent site, band.video, B-A-N-N-E-D, band.video. Go down, go across to the Bill Gates channel. Look at what the man has to say. Put into the search engine, SPARS, S-P-A-R-S, 2025 to 2028. That's the John Hopkins drill manual for this pathogen. It's for this bioweapon. Basically, a silicon-based bioweapon, a machine, a replicating machine that they talk to with 5G. And this is the point. If people knew what it was, they would never have taken it. That's why they said, oh, it's an emergency. Nothing else works. That's why they have MCM all through that John Hopkins report. That's medical countervention measures. How do we shut up the doctors that are telling the people what's really happening? How do we keep this information getting out while we beat the drum, scare those cattle, move those lemmings? Okay? When the top doctors in the world, Dr. Michael Yadon, Y-E-A-D-O-N, that's the head of Pfizer. He was the vice president of Pfizer and head of research. He's telling you it's a bioweapon. It's a depopulation murder weapon. It's going to take years off of your life if you take it. And this is the point. How are you not hearing from this doctor? How are you not hearing from Dr. Francis Boyle, the man who wrote the bioweapons treaty for the United States, for the world? Why can't he come on the radio, on the TV? Because they don't want you to hear the truth. There's a reason that they lie to you. They lie to you because if you knew that it wasn't in your interest, you wouldn't do it. So they just lie and tell you, hey, it's okay. And because you just rather trust them, they did a poll, and it said Democrats, oh, they trust science more than Republicans, because it's like 45% of Republicans trust science, but 65% of Democrats trust science. No, what it is they're just lazy, and they are going to rather trust the expert, because they don't want to look for themselves or don't feel capable or competent to look for themselves. I don't know what it is, but the point is, it's got to change. If we don't change what we are doing, we are going to keep getting what we've been getting. That's just the truth of the matter. So my suggestion is, I want to get Fauci and Gates and Soros in the cages they belong in. If these congressmen, and senators and statesmen and organizations, if they will not track the money, Catherine Austin Fitz, there you go, get her involved. She'll track that money. And you see where it leads. Who paid for those piles of bricks to be delivered in front of, you know, the police stations and various and sundry places so that their Antifa mobs and their Black Lives Matter mobs could come in and destroy things? This is not difficult, and this is my point. There are 300 million Americans. I mean, there's like 40 million illegals and counting. But my point is, 300 million of us, and we got this couple of thousand people running roughshod over us, running and doing whatever the heck they want to do with your money. Not with my money. I don't pay taxes. Pay them if you owe them, but you better find out if you owe them or not. Same thing with your children. What are they doing in these schools? There's nothing they teach them that's true. And I'll tell you, there's no good thing about having herds of children that are worrying about what they each other think about each other instead of worrying about what mom and dad think. You know, your daughters are out there whoring. Your sons are out there whoremongering. This is crazy what's going on. We need to go back to decent, sound, moral, constructive behavior. Not because it's prude or it's boring, but because there are things that produce a good society, a strong society, a healthy society. And then there are things that don't. And no family structure, that's how you tear it all apart. And you see, that's what George Soros and Bill Gates, you see, that's what they were after. And now they want the children because, of course, they can't procreate. The children come from families, and now you've got it so that your suburban children don't want to have babies. They're so spoiled and selfish, they don't even understand what they're here for. Now, if you're a Christian, the Bible says you're here to be fruitful and multiply. Have babies, populate the earth, occupy till he returns. Be constructive. If a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. These are simple principles. Keep your children with you. You know, teach them, walk, have them walking with you in the day and the night. Teach them, how do you live? What are things? What's the truth? Work with the family. The family is the natural group, the natural business and enterprise. What they've done is shifted over to corporations that used to have a 20-year life. If they didn't do good for the community in 20 years, their charter was pulled. Now, that was, of course, under the Republic, and the Republic is still there. Just because they vacated the positions doesn't mean it went away or it's not there. They've brainwashed the people to think that it's not there, and we've got this new government, and now it's moving into a new world government, and, oh, they're going to come at us with the fact that they're not going to do anything. If you stop quivering and stand on your own two feet and respect yourself and your family, reclaim your children while you can. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I've had all kind of hardship and heartache, and that's how life is. But there's right and there's wrong. There's constructive that builds and makes more, and then there's destructive that burns up and consumes. And the whole thing, if you want competent children, they need to be competent. They need to understand what's really going on around them, and that's what they're attacking. They're attacking truth. Here's a tranny, a man in a dress, and he's not even a tranny. He's just a pervert that wants to get it on with your kid in an audience, and these mothers are bringing their kids in to do it? Are you kidding? Desmond is Amazing is on TV, and nobody's going to jail? Are you serious? I mean, this is what's going on, and it's because we're putting up with it. So I say, do what the Bible says. Come out of her, my people. Wherever you have control over your life, make it direct. Have a garden. If you've got children, nothing better than keeping them busy, teaching them how to do things, knowing that they can sustain themselves. I mean, I don't have any worries about my children sustaining themselves. I mean, they know how to eat grass if they need to. And I'll tell you, you juice it, and you don't eat the roughage because it will kill you if you eat it. But if it'll grow a cow, it'll grow a human. But I'm not saying it would be fun. But, I mean, you know, powdered worms, if you needed to. It's protein. Dry them and powder them and, you know, you can get them down. But that's for the people who didn't prepare. That's for the people who can't see the signs of the times, who have eyes to see but cannot see and ears to hear but cannot hear. It's all right in front of us. All the time. So, anyway, I'm inviting people to call in right now. Call and say what's going on. I was going to cover some COVID side effects from people coming up here next. But call, say what you're doing. you know, give an encouraging word. We have got to stand. Anyway, going to break. Phone number 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Thanks a lot.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm going to cut on in just because I've got three callers and I want to have time to get to everybody. So, I was going to just real quick. Well, you know what? I am going to just go ahead and mention this. So this is weird COVID side effects. So I see a lot of stuff. I'm a naturopathic doctor and what I do. So, but new things that I was seeing, hallucinations. So this woman, she saw a pile of rocks, get up, walk across the road, go behind a barn and then stack themselves up. And that's one thing. And then walking through where pine needles were, brown pine needles, you know, the dead ones that are hanging on the pine needle, you know, on the trees. And they piled themselves up into a pile. And then when she walked by, they started jumping on her and sticking to her. And she was brushing them off. And I thought, wow. So I was going to say, anybody that's got weird, you know, besides the strokes and the heart attacks and the, you know, besides all that, your organs liquefying, now this weirdness, the hallucinations, but that's part of what the whole thing is. They're going to basically toggle you around like a zombie. That's the one word I understood from the French guy in 1995 that was talking about the vaccine they would give people that would have magnetic metal in it, and it would migrate into the brain, and then they would have control of that person like a rat, drive you through the maze, have you do whatever you want, see whatever they want you to see. And they can see everything you're seeing. They're all your information, your blood pressure, your pH, your, you know, personal things, all that. They're mapping it all, and selling the data. How do you like that? Anyway, so, wow, I have callers, yay. So, and they're all men, so I hope it's not to call and yell at me, because I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound like a nagging hag, but, I mean, there's some truth, and we got to face it, and we do need men to step up and be men, because we women, we're women, you know, it's not our job to do this. We need to put down our toys and our games and our sports and our all our, you know, playing and get serious for a hot minute. It won't take long. Just track that money and put the responsible in a cage. All they need to do to be afraid of us is to have us act like adults and take this into our hands. Stop looking at what they're doing and start thinking about what we're going to do to them and make that the point that we talk about. Anyway, so I've got Fred from Michigan. So come on in, Fred, and tell me.
Hey, Lauren.
What you got? Got me a solution?
let's see. Last September, somewhere around Rosh Hashanah, weekend before, the weekend after, NPR interviewed the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank president, Neil Kashkari.
Oh,
and Neil Kashkari
commented.
Well, he adamantly declared that America should be shut down for at least 6 months. Shut down.
Sure.
Everybody hunkered down, quarantine. Okay, so I see this as an overt, obviously premeditated. The PCR test kits, by the way, I think it was Lee Merritt. Lee Merritt is a brilliant woman, physician, medical doctor, 10-year veteran from the Navy, went through the Navy dive school, found her on BitChute. She was interviewed, I think it was Mike Adams, but it was about this ritual masking operation, mind control, everything is a mind control programming scenario. But of course, the DNA sequence, which she said it was like a sub 21, it was some segment of the spike protein DNA sequence that is embedding into it's getting through the cell membranes, and this graphene oxide, which originally I found on BitChute, some brilliant Spanish scientists, journalists, and Jane Ruby, by the way, John Stadtmiller aired Jane Ruby in her interview from BitChute a couple weeks ago. Jane Ruby's absolutely brilliant. I tell you, anybody that hasn't heard her, this woman is absolutely awesome. She collates
thing. Huh. I want people to go to the source data themselves, not just wait and listen to these doctors. We are too much in a supine, in a sedentary position. We are on our butts, man. And I'll tell you what, these people are coming. They are hungry. It's not, you know, we're fat, we're happy, we're stupid, we're lazy. They are hungry, and they're coming. These people fist fight, okay? They fight with knives. They don't need, and they're trying to take your guns. They've taken your bullets. They're taking your money to pay to bring them in. George Soros is sitting here destroying, buying the prosecutors, buying the district attorneys. And so what I'm saying is we got to do more. You know, we got to look at the source material. I want you guys to look at that mycoplasma paper, Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen and Neurosystemic Diseases, and think about the fact that crystal was made by Merck Sharp and Dohme. Okay? It says on the second page, which now makes cures for the diseases it one time created. Okay? Top of the third page. That's what it says. And that's what I'm saying. Why are we still here? That paper's from 2002. They're still making stuff to kill us. And we're dumb enough to put it in our bodies, to leave our kids in school, to do what they say, to give them our money. You know, we're getting what we deserve.
People like us have to show up at the Board of Education meetings, at the county council meetings. That's what I'm starting to do. And I'm gonna raise holy hell.
But the thing is, if in principle what we're doing is wrong, no, we have to stop doing the wrong thing and go back to the right thing. You wouldn't be able to have mass indoctrination if we didn't have schools. But hang on. I'll get you back on the other side.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Undivided.
Yup.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change.
We got to get back to our country, back to our roots. Our roots are Christian roots. You know, I don't care what anybody says. The British brought slavery to this country. Americans freed the slaves. White Americans, Black Americans, everybody worked together to get rid of it. That's the kind of people we are. We just want to respect each other. We want to be respected and left alone. Now, the other side, they're a horde. They are mongrels. They are greedy dogs. They want to take what you've created, and the only one that's going to defend that is you. You see that South African footage with those men standing up against those thousands of people? Oh, my goodness. And I don't even want to know what happened. Because, you know, eventually you're going to run out of bullets. So we need to stop this. We need to ship all these people that have been brought over here back. We need to put all these treasonous traitors in jail until their trials and their executions should be with ropes. You can reuse them. We need to get our smelting factories back. We need to start producing for ourselves, educating our own children. I mean, I ran for state school board. I did what you're saying, Fred. I get you. I feel you. What I'm telling you is God didn't say to do it that way. It's a perfect tool for the enemy because they've occupied the teaching slots. They're going to convert your children. San Francisco Gay Choir. We're going to convert your children. We're coming for your children. I mean, they're out there singing about it. Yeah, that's because we're a bunch of broke-back dogs. That's because we're putting up with it. We keep giving them our children. Are you kidding me? After all this, you're still going to let them at your children? Well, then, guess what? You're going to get what you deserve. When they vaccinate your children against your consent and without your knowledge, they made that the law in Washington. I mean, I don't care what thing they call the law. There's right and wrong. And if we don't get a willingness to start living our lives again, it can't be too much trouble to live. Or, you know what? You won't be here. It's too much trouble. Bye-bye. That's how this sorts itself out. It's actually very fair. They have to tell you what they're doing. But then if you just lay there, if they can convince you to lay there, if they can give you enough drugs or Netflix or whatever it is you're doing, besides paying attention and living your own life, interacting with your own family, 3D me, get rid of those cell phones. Turn off that idiot box, that boob tube. Stop eating that fake food. It's not food. That's why they call it junk food. It's not even food. It's dead. So what I'm saying is you're going to have to make changes, especially with all those 5G and 6G satellites going to be beaming you. Only place not going to get it is the North and the South Pole. So unless you're moving, you'd better start eating those greens. Better give yourself some SEACT. Better start detoxing those chemtrails. And it's going to take a little bit of knowledge, but you'll find that it's a ton of fun. You have ultimately complete control over your life. Nobody can tell you no. They can't tell you you can't eat. They can't tell you you can't beat your child if it's necessary. You know, take care of your business. But you put a real, you know, a globe in front of them. You know, you don't need to sit with a professor preaching at you. You need to look at the globe. Where is stuff? Who are you sending troops over to kill? What money are you spending? How much did we spend in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Libya, in Somalia, and we're still there in Yemen and supporting Saudi Arabia, who puts women in masks, and then we're going to bring the masks over here? This is our own fault. We can fix this in 21 days. I'm telling you, you will love it. Just try it. It's summertime. Start homeschooling. I homeschool. There is no vacation. Every day, you're learning. And what happens is when they grow up, they don't stop learning. Whatever it is they want to know, they know how to look it up. They know how to investigate it. They know how to get the books and sort it out. That's what homeschooling is. It's the art of self-teaching and the hunger and the desire to learn. If you don't stumble the children with new math and whole language, if you don't frustrate them with a bunch of nonsense and lies, global warming, evolution, I mean, my goodness gracious, but won't teach them a single thing that's real. Anyway, Fred, back to you. I feel you with the, you know, get control, but I did the state school board meetings for a year. I saw that they were doing it intentionally, even if the parents didn't want it. And you're seeing that now with this, you know, the, what do you call it, the race thing they're trying to do to these kids.
Race theory, yeah. Critical
yeah,
race
well,
theory, right?
I, you know, BS, you know, a bunch of BS is what it is. But, and
I
the teachers showing their butts to the parents because they're thinking they've got control and they can get away with it because they think you're so weak and so stupid. And that's why I'm saying it only takes, you know, 5-10% of the conservatives to pull their kids out and start doing better with them. Because the libs are followers. They don't know what's right, and they don't want to think for themselves. But they know how to look and see that, hey, those kids are really smart. They're really happy. They're competent. They can look you in the eye when they talk to you. They're not addicted to cell phones and all that crap, and they're, you know, thoughtful and constructive people. They look at that, and, you know, even a libtard wants what's best, most of them. I'm not saying the ones that will feed them estrogen if it's a boy and do all this crap to them and Desmond is amazing. I'm not talking about scumbags. I'm not talking about trash. I'm talking about regular people who love their children but have been lied to so that they've taken positions that they wouldn't have taken if they hadn't been lied to and the truth kept from them. So there's a purpose to this. That's why they repealed the Smith-Munn Act, which is another thing. You need to go after Obama for that. But like I'm saying, I don't want to waste too much time chasing after them. I'm just making the point that some things, like this ongoing, now they're Delta variant, Lambda variant. These little pieces of crap haven't finished with you yet. You need to put their butts in a cage. You need to educate yourself. Band, that video, B-A-N-N-E-D, that video, go to the Bill Gates channel. Look up the SPARS 2025 to 2028 document and look all the way to the end of the row of people, Del Bigtree, who did the vaxxed movies. And there's an interview with Gert Vandenbosch, top vaccine maker, did the Ebola vaccine. He's telling you, this is a bioweapon. It's there to kill you. That's what this is about. This is about you dying because Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge and for refusing the knowledge when it was offered. So you can't say you don't know. Stop being lazy about it. Stop being scared. You don't need to be. And I'll tell you what, it really does help to be in Christ because we're fearless. We understand what we are. This is just a meat suit. It's temporary. He's testing me out here. Where am I going to put this one? And he's going to put you with, you know, people that are like you. If you're a selfish, greedy, horrible person, you'll be with a whole bunch of selfish, greedy, horrible people forever, I suppose. I don't know. But I'm just making the point that the power of this nation came from our goodness. Like de Tocqueville said, America is great because America is good. When America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And we've long
since
being good. Yeah.
What I'm doing is I'm directing people to view a couple documentaries, one of which addresses the origins of this country. It's called The New Atlantis, The New Atlantis, History of USA. The New Atlantis, History of USA. It originally aired on the History Channel. It's on wherever it's on now, BitChute, whatever. The New Atlantis, History of USA. Then there's a brilliant Canadian-American PhD historian, who's a Christian fellow. By the way, most of the PhDs that appear in that New Atlantis History of USA documentary, most of those are Christians. But in the second one, it's Leonard Ulrich, and it's entitled Illuminati New World Order Documentary. It was done in 2011. It's absolutely stellar. Those two are absolutely stellar. Also, you mentioned Talmud Vision, the TV.
Hold on, I'm writing it down. Illuminati New World.
Yeah, Illuminati New World Order documentary, and the guy's name is Leonard Ulrich.
Ulrich.
Okay. And the other one is the other one's the New Atlantis History of USA, and then speaking of Talmud Vision, on BitChute I happened upon. It's called TV Hypnosis Frontal Lobe Shutdown. Absolutely stunning. Gives all the scientific evidentiary proof that proves Talmud vision viewing puts the viewer into a trance hypnotic state where the brain can be programmed. Okay?
Is that about 12 hours long? It's like a documentary?
No. TV Hypnosis Frontal Lobe Shutdown is about 15 minutes.
Wow,
15
great.
Minutes. Total scientific, absolutely awesome. TV Hypnosis Frontal Lobe Shutdown.
I've got it.
And it's on BitChute. The other one I'm going to leave you with real quick is the Blue Brain Project. Blue Brain Project, Total Mind Control. Blue Brain Project, Total Mind Control. Total Brain Control, I'm sorry. Blue Brain Project, Total Brain Control. And that's also on BitChute. It's absolutely stunning. And this will prove who the culprit, the ultimate culprit, promulgator, perpetrators are. Let me read you one of their more famous
quotes. I've got two more callers that I want to get in. And I've got all those. I'm telling you what. Okay. What I want to do is put my website up, and then I want to have all these great things on that website.
Yeah.
So people can
say no more. Get to the other callers. Have a great one.
Okay, yeah. Please call me next week. This is beautiful. Thank you for the information. Okay, and next we're going to Dave from New York. Dave, come on in.
Hello, Lauren. I spoke to you very briefly one time, and we never finished. But, yes, I'm wondering if you could send me 50 to 1,000 videos for me to watch. Or maybe you could just send me 10... real publications, real papers, real whatever, we can read. Source documents?
Well, no, that's...
Source documents.
No,
well, I'm just saying,
this is what we need.
Wait.
I'll give you a document right now. It's called Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases. And let me give you the exact web thing for it. It's http://www.whale.com /scott7.html. And I did that actually from memory because I didn't. I'm looking for the paper so I can.
No, thanks for the title again. It's easy to find by the title.
Yeah,
I had it up
and
Yeah,
that paper is 80% military documentation and 20% peer-reviewed medical journals. And it talks about...
What are we going to get out? What are we going to get out of it?
The first paragraph tells you what mycoplasma is. It's a bioweapon. It's cow arthritis, brucellosis, plus the Wiesenvirus, which is HIV in a sheep.
I meant in
they
two
mixed
sentences.
It together, Merck, Sharp, and Dohme mixed it together, put it in a crystal, and distributed over the American population through vectors like mosquitoes, where they bred thousands of them, at Queen's Hospital in Canada, and they put it in. I mean, you're... It's
well, what's the
air,
point
water,
for us?
They're contaminating everything you're doing, and the point that the paper makes is that everybody that you're going to trust right now is involved. The CDC, the NIH, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. That's the problem. They're doing it. You're going to them for help. You're going to them for vaccines. They're creating the crisis.
I'm not going to them for
that. Needle, there wouldn't be a Delta variant. Okay, it's not a variant. It's the natural consequence of making your body allergic to itself. That protein looks like you. When it lodges in tissue, in your spine, oops, Guillain-Barré, in your pancreas, your beta cells of your pancreas, oops, diabetes, in the beta cells in your brain that produce dopamine, oops, Parkinson's, this is what's happening. They're doing it to you, and then they're cutting you off from this easy solutions. Medical countervention measures mentioned in the SPARS 2025 to 2028 document from Johns Hopkins. That's the drill manual for what's happening right now. Everything, including power outages. We're going to have a big power outage in a major state, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. We're going to stop the doctors from informing the people so they come and take our shot. This is the point. There's no emergency here. Tetracycline, you can shut this machine. It's a machine. Don't get me wrong. It is not actually a live pathogen. It's a crystalline machine, a silicon-based bioweapon. And that is what they call them, programmable cells.
And so what you're saying that's what's causing the quote pandemic, the COVID illness?
Pandemic. There never was a pandemic. How do you go from 50,000 flu cases to
Lauren,
there's always flu.
Listen to me.
I do this for
30
years.
What I'm asking you is, are you saying this silicon-based thing?
And I almost died from mycoplasma pneumonia. So what I'm telling you is, yes, that paper will demonstrate that they paid for and developed bioweapons to destroy your health, that they tested them on the American people, and that the head of Merck, Sharp, and Dohme, about the third paragraph, first page, says that this pathogen has been distributed to almost everybody in the United States and possibly throughout the world. And so you're going to Pfizer? You're going to Burroughs Wellcome? You're going to them for help? Did you know Pfizer owns Wuhan? Did you know that Anthony Fauci got a letter from Peter Daszak describing how they created COVID? First ingredient?
Yeah, I know. I heard that. Yeah.
Okay, well, so what is it that we're talking about here? My point is, better start taking care of yourself, better educate yourself, and stop doing what these people say. They don't have your best interest at heart. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what I was trying to say here was this: this Jane Ruby, you know, her video, she's more of a qualitative type person. She made some mistakes. She repeated this 99% graphene oxide in these things. I mean, it's not 99% graphene oxide. That is a solid material. It's not going to be that soluble at all. And
no, it's got graphene oxide in it. That's what makes it magnetic.
No, that is not what they said. They didn't say it has it in it. They said it's possibly graphene oxide. They showed some qualitative evidence, but they have not showed the structure of it.
I'm not sure what you're looking at, but I can tell you that if you check out the Pradhan et al. Study, it's the Indian study that they had. They made them retract it. He didn't say it wasn't true. They just retracted. They're threatening these people. Okay, they're killing people. They're threatening their children. What do you want? I mean, all this nitpicking. We're sitting here knit. These people are coming in with a sledgehammer, busting your babies in the head, and knit. Well, this isn't right. Well, Jane Ruby made a mistake. Oh my gosh, I'm annoyed.
No, what I'm trying to say is, okay.
I'm sorry. Here, hang on, and we'll get you on the other side. And then we've got Andy from Texas. And sorry to snap at you, but I'm horrified at what they're doing to the children and at our lack of understanding. At this point, a year and a half into it, we should understand. Read the Spark document. You'll see what they're doing. Okay. We'll be back in a minute.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We should never be afraid to die. Rise up and take the power back. It's time. A fat cat's had a heart attack. You know that their time's coming to an end. We have to unify and watch our flag ascend.
There you go. We got to take our power back. Hey, if you didn't hear last weekend's show, go to the archives. Republic Broadcasting's got archives, that little blue bar at the top. Boop, pop that up, and the archives are the second one down. It's last Saturday's show, and I had Kelby Smith on. He tells you how to break your, they're not actually real contracts, but they assume that they are until you say they're not. But when you say they're not, it breaks your contract. You can have bank accounts. You do your business. Business is an enterprise, not a business. You know, you're the fiduciary. You run your life. You sit as a builder king, and that's the solution. They right now can tell you to take shots, can tell you to come work in a chain gang. They can tell you whatever they want to. And pretty much you're going to have to do it. I mean, they're going to control you with food. Now, Klaus Schwab said what they were going to do, and Bill Gates bought up all the farmland, and they're wrecking it now. How do you like that 120-degree heat wrecking all the crops? So you're going to do what they say. I'd prepare if I were you. Anyway, let's jump back to Dave from New York, and then we got Andy in Texas.
Yeah, let me finish. Yes. What I would say is we need to go to the source document on the alleged graphene oxide studies from these people in Madrid and any others that are out there, the source document, not some secondary video. And I will also say that there's another Stu Peters video that I discovered through her examination of blood video that Dr. Ruby did, which was very interesting. That was on the 16th. This other one is 7/14/21, Dr. Mikovits Unloads Truth with Stu Peters. And she has compiled everything and gone over everything very clearly there. I don't think she made any mistakes, and she comes up with some very good newer ideas based on the full information we have to date. That's all. I find Judy Mikovits a very, very good scientist.
I was going to try to get her on for as a guest. I'm trying to bring on guests that have real information, you know, the first-person data and solutions, like Catherine Austin Fitz. How do you do it? What do we do?
Oh, that's at great. 49 minutes into her video, she tells you what you should take to protect yourself.
Perfect.
So I'll talk to you later, Lauren. Take care.
Beautiful, and thank you so much for that tip.
Yep.
Okay,
bye.
And Andy in Texas, come on in. Andy?
Hey, there I am. Hey, yes, I guess I got to be really quick here. So, yeah, I too am worried about the kids. I mean, look what they're going to require for you to get back into that government school on all levels, and now all of a sudden the colleges are doing
it. But why are you going?
Nobody's going.
Why are you going
in my family? Exactly, but people are
going to
do it because they like that daycare and whatnot. But, you know, after the colleges and stuff, well, they do. People are lazy. They don't want to, you know, change their lives around. They're just stuck in their little gig. But after that, they're going to go for all these social programs. Your Social Security, you're going to have to get it. If you want to continue to get your Social Security, you have to get the shot. If you want to get your disability, you're going to have to get a shot. EBT, you're going to have to get a shot. We already have corporations
that are already,
you know, they're telling
that's
us we
exactly
have to get
right.
the shot to work there. So, and that's really all I wanted to bring up, except for maybe next week you can give us an update on Tom LaCavera, how he's doing.
Okay.
Did he get on your regimen?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I've got stuff that I have to send to him. We're to the end. Boo! Okay, well, this was great fun.
Give us an update.
Thank you so much for calling in, Andy. Listen, we've got the power, folks. My fault, my fix, my freedom. That's what we've got, and we need to make use of it. Educate yourself. You know, take your power back. Stop listening to these people. Stop letting them set the agenda of what you spend your day thinking about. You know, hold your family close, and God bless America. Okay, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Come on. Oh, yeah. Undivided. Oh, yeah. You either go to church or you're going to go to hell. Oh, yeah.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast. bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my ease off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Easeoff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419. This.